Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family in memory of Ms. Thelma Ando. Our speaker today is Bishop Tatsuya Aoki, Bishop of the Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temples of Canada. Good morning, Bishop Aoki.
Aloha. I would like to welcome everyone to White Way Radio. My name is Tatsuya Aoki. I am the resident minister at Vancouver Buddhist Temple in Canada, and I also serve as a bishop for Canada Kyodan. I would like to share a passage written by Renyo Shonin, who lived around 15th century in Japan. Renyo Shonin made Jodo Shinshu Buddhism the largest and most influential denomination in Japanese Buddhism. He emphasized personal awareness and faith, Shinjin in Japanese, in the Jodo Shinshu teaching as being crucial factors in the growth of the tradition. Renyo Shonin stressed that individual, personal awareness was the most crucial factor. So he said, the prosperity of a religion is not determined by the numbers of believers it gathers, nor by the impressiveness of its religious rituals. Even if only one person awakens to the compassion of Amida Buddha and experiences true entrusting, that is Shinjin, that determines the success of the teaching. He tells us that our temples are a place where people come to hear and learn about the Dharma. Next, I would like to share the history of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism in Canada. The first recorded assembly of Japanese Buddhists in Canada took place in Vancouver in 1904. 14 Buddhists met to request a minister from Nishihonganji, our mother temple in Kyoto, Japan. In the following year, in 1905, Reverend Senju Sasaki was appointed to be a kaikyoshi, overseas minister to Canada. With the minister's arrival, the Buddhists formed the Vancouver Nihon Bukkyo Kai, Japanese Buddhist Association. The Nihon Bukkyo Kai was overseen by the headquarters of the Buddhist Churches of America, BCA, in San Francisco. In 1932, the Canadian body requested its independence. In 1955, a national conference of Japanese Buddhists was held in Toronto, and the Buddhist Churches of Canada, BCC, arose from that meeting. The BCC celebrated its centennial in 2005 and the National Annual General Meeting in 2007. We decided to change our name to Jodo Shinshu Buddhist Temples of Canada. So we are no longer calling ourselves Buddhist churches. When I look back on the history of our organization in Canada. It has been many changes. Besides the historical development and observations of temples in Canada, I would like to share my personal view and opinion about membership. Put simply, some people start to question, especially younger generations, what does it mean to be a temple member? Why do I have to become a paid member? Unlike joining to a golf club, a fitness gym membership, or a recreational center, being a member of a temple by paying an annual membership fee is a way to be a part of the community and having access to the rituals and teachings of Jodo Shinshu tradition. However, I was pointed out that they can still enjoy coming to the temple services, Bon Odori, YBA, Young Buddhist Association activities, and taking children to Dharma School programs without them to become a paid member. They make donations to the temple, but they just don't become the paid temple member. I can see this point if we just base this from a cost and benefit perspective, or from commercial business point of view. Why do we need to pay for something if I can get it for free? It is very true that by becoming a member of the temple, they don't get the priority or reserved seating, or early entry to our hondo before the service. They will not get the discount on our obon chicken teriyaki or salmon barbecue. In fact, if they were to become a member, they may be asked to become a temple member board. It is very difficult to argue this topic from just a business perspective. However, the temple is not an ordinary business. In order for the temple to provide a place and means to share the teachings, we need a building. A building which is pleasant and comfortable. This, of course, requires funds. Member and community contributions through events and fundraising projects are sources to provide for the operation and maintenance of our temple besides people's generous donations. I would like to encourage people, if you are not already a temple member, to become a paid member to our temple, to your temple. Having a Buddhist temple in your area is important, I think. If you agree, you need to do what you can do to help ensure that others in the future have the same, if not more, opportunities that will benefit and enhance their lives. People do not become members of a temple with the thought or idea that they will get some benefit out of it. Rather, it is because they have already received the benefits of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and are moved to repay that great debt of gratitude. Of course, socializing with other people at the temple is very important aspect as well. In this way, by your support, you will help to ensure that others in the present and future generations have that same opportunity to hear the Dharma of the Buddha, enriching and deepening of your own lives. then becoming a member of the temple is not self-benefiting, but indeed it benefits others. I know the Hawaii has its unique history and challenges, but please support your Sangha as much as you can. Again, if you are not paid member, please consider becoming a temple member. Lastly, I would like to repeat Renryo Shonin's message. The prosperity of a religion is not determined by the number of believers it gathers, nor by the impressiveness of its religious rituals. Even if only one person awakens to the compassion of Amida Buddha and experiences true and trusting Shinjin, that determines the success of the teaching. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Mahalo.
Thank you, Bishop Aoki, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ili'honganji.org. Here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 7th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. remembrance service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani. Due to an unfortunate mix-up, Ms. Nagai's message broadcast on April 22nd was the wrong message. Our apologies to Ms. Nagai and our sponsor, Ms. Karen Murakami. The correct message can be found on our website at www.moili'ili'honganji.org. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Bishop Aoki, of the Jodo Shinshu Temples of Canada. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Shindo Nishiyama of Jikoeng Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.